This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tips with Teens and everything in between. My name is Boaz, joined with our second host, Jovi.
You're giving me payback for our 35th episode. Hi, it's number two. My name is Jovi.
What's up, number two Jovi? Anyways.
Wow.
No, I'm playing. My bad. All right. So today we're going to be talking about part-time summer jobs. All right.
Yeah.
And how to get them and how to get them good. Isn't that right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. First question. What have been your work experiences, Jovi?
Okay, so I know we're both answering these questions, but I'll go first. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So I first got my first job at 16 for a specific cinema. I'm not going to name drop them because it was a terrible experience.
Okay.
But I got a Christmas casual job there in November, and then the next November I lost my job because they fired me. They suck balls.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. When I get really aggro about things. Anyways, the next job I got was before I got fired, I got a swimming instructing job at Hilton Brown.
Swimming.
I'm so sorry. Let me just enunciate my words more. I got a job at Hilton Brown Swimming as a swimming instructor for 4-year-olds to like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a part-time job for me. I work there every Sunday.
Yeah.
If you have kids, maybe you could say hi to me there. And then I also got a job as a casual for just past Christmas at Lower Clothing.
Yeah.
They are so gangster. They're so cool.
I think I've heard of them before.
They do such cool street style clothing. I love it there. You can tell by how I talk about those last two that I really like where I'm working now, but that's cinema, man.
Yeah.
So that's been my experience of jobs, but I have done a lot of volunteering too.
Sweet as.
Yeah.
All right, what about
you?
My job experience, it's mainly been working for my cousins who both own businesses. So my first job, I think I was like 14, just turning 15.
Dang.
I was working at an ice cream shop, Real Fruit Ice Cream.
Oh,
on Greenwood
Nelson?
Street. Shameless plug.
Oh.
Is
it Sunny Nelson or no?
Yeah, Sunny Nelson. So worked at Sunny Nelson. I think that was only for like a couple of days, you know, just to fill in, really.
Taste tester?
Yeah. And then I started cleaning for the church I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that like once a week for like an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just made some quick money.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I did that for like a year and a half. And then I started working for Loka Cafe, which is owned by my other cousin.
Wow. So, you're just leeching, bro.
Yeah.
kidding. It's good connections, though. They all own businesses.
Yeah. So I started working there as a dishy and then started moving up the ranks, working as front of house, table service.
Nice.
You know? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm still working there right now. So
go pop in and say hi.
Yeah, might be there. I work weekends.
Yep. Name drop. He's a bit fancy, guys. So. All right, next question.
Anyways, how can you find a part-time job?
Okay, for my job with the cinema, I got that one through connections.
Yep.
So that is an easy way to get a job if you know someone who's got a job, they can also give you references, you know, oh my gosh, Jovi is so great at this.
You
should hire her. She's so, yep. So I was actually working with both my sisters at the cinemas and then for my Hilton Brown job, that one was on Trade Me actually.
Hey.
Yeah, they were advertising on Trade Me jobs and I was like, hey, yo, let's go. Queenwood, that's my area.
Yo.
And then for Lower, that one was on Instagram, actually. These are all really strange ways for me to have found jobs, I will admit.
I wouldn't even have thought about doing that.
Yeah, I know,
you know?
Right? But I would recommend Seek. I know Seek's pretty good.
Seek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Trade Me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or there's also, like, Facebook groups that you can join where you just, like, be like, hey, I need a job, and then businesses and people will be like, oh my gosh, great,
you look- someone who can work for me.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
How did you find your job, though?
yeah, just connections, through family members, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just.
You had it easy.
Yeah, just easy. I know, like, they kind of just got offered to me, yeah, really.
Just on a silver spoon, you know?
Yeah, I mean, don't put it like that.
I'm just kidding. He's a hard worker, guys. He's here putting work in, putting the mahi in for the podcast. And
would this be considered as, like, work? I mean, I guess it's unpaid, volunteer work, kind of?
Yeah, kind of, because it's part of, like, I guess it's like a public service, I guess, because you're
Helping out the community, I guess, for those watching.
For those teens. Listening.
Yeah, listening.
How did you find out about the podcast?
Through my film teacher, because you emailed him going, like, who can join the podcast?
I actually had only, like, two links to any schools that had boys in them. They were year 13s.
Yeah.
And when Mr. West said that he would try express interest to the boys, I was like, oh, cool. And then he took, like, a week to respond. So I was like, oi, tell me how.
Yeah.
I wasn't that mean, but I feel like I was a bit snarky when I was like, so have you found anyone that can...
Just like as polite as possible.
Yeah, as passive aggressively as possible while still being polite. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fire out.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's see.
I think you need to find a new fill word, just saying. Because you always say, anyways.
Do I?
Anyways. Right before you...
I mean, what do you say?
Just like that. What do you say? I don't know. I think the listeners will know, because obviously you haven't been paying attention to how I segue into questions. Yeah. I think I do a lot of, like, all right, so, you know, just like, so, my things.
Yeah, I think so, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great of you noticing.
I'm not going to say anyways, but so, what should you avoid in part-time jobs? Well, first, should we clarify what a part-time job is?
Yes, actually, that's a good idea. Yeah. So, a part-time job, I'm actually can't really say. Because part-time jobs is a certain amount of hours that you're doing.
Yeah.
They have to, like, with the contract, usually they have to pay you, they have to give you a certain amount of hours.
Yeah.
Okay, but they can't give you more than a certain amount of hours because you're only part-time, you know?
Yeah.
It depends, because some jobs will just be lots of part-timers, and some will be, like, full-timers, whereas, like, full-timers is the certain amount, and casual is no certain amount. So, part-timers, you're going to have a certain amount of hours that you agree to based on your contract. And it's not going to be, like, every day of the week, because that is full-time.
Yeah.
Part-time is just like, all right, Tuesday, go to work.
It's like the casual of full-time, kind of.
Yeah, actually, that is true. That is true. That's a good way to think of it, actually. Kudos to you for that. That was good.
Yes,
so, like, I work 3 days a week. That is my part-time or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing,
I only work
thing.
One day a week at Hilton Brown.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be working heaps during the holidays, so maybe you guys can say hi.
Yeah. Do you, like, work in the weekends as well, or?
Just the weekends. Just Sunday.
Sunday.
And then, like, whenever's free at lower, because I'm casual there still.
Yeah. Well, anyways, back to the question.
What?
Did I say it? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It is just
What should we avoid in part-time jobs? What should we avoid?
Saying anyways.
All right, I'll start it off. All right. What should you avoid? A bad boss.
How do you know that it's a bad boss if you haven't worked there, though? Things to avoid, I think, are, especially in your contract, make sure that there's nothing dodgy that you're agreeing to. That's why I encourage you to read your contract and have a copy of it anywhere in case you want to, like, take revenge or something and be like, actually, you broke your own contract, you know? I did that when I was at Event.
And they fired you for that?
Oh, I said the company name, too.
Okay.
I just, like, beep it out. I would just be like, oh, conspiracy. Oh, my goodness, where did she work? So I would also say, look at the people that you're, like, interacting with or that you've seen working there and be like, don't judge them based on first experiences. Like, oh, my gosh, Boaz seems like such a egg. I don't want to work with him. Make sure you, like, I don't know, at least make an attempt to see who that staff is and what makes them them. I don't know how you would do that, though, without getting the job first.
Yeah, I guess
you kind of get what I mean, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you know it's a bad job once you get in, then, like, you know it's bad.
Oh, references. Be like, hey, I know you used to work here. What's your experience been?
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, it's completely crap. Don't go there. And you're like, okay, great. Thanks. Won't get a job there. Yeah. Look for a job elsewhere, you know?
Yeah. Easy as though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also if you've like seen like rumors about it or like I know like Nando's at the base, there were a lot of sexual assault stories there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Serious? No way.
Sorry, that was really deep. Trigger warning. And so like you need to know these things, right? So do a bit of research into the company and their values and stuff.
Yeah.
Because like I asked Pierce, you know him?
Yeah.
I asked him what it was like working at one of these Mexican places at the base.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh yeah, they're really bad. And I was like, okay, cool. Thanks. I'm not going to go there.
Sweet as.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
What else do you think?
What to avoid? I don't know. I think you pretty much covered it, most of it.
If you're in the job, what should you enjoy? Like, avoid. Like, now that you're in the job, you're like, oh my gosh, this actually looks like a great job. And then what do you need to watch out for? I think drama is a big thing. Like, sometimes drama can be really like, exciting. And then it's like, at the same time, like, drama can be so bad for the workspace.
Yeah, the net when it involves you. And then you're
exactly. You're like, dang, you weren't supposed to tell them I said. Don't participate in the drama, guys. Especially if you're 16 or under 18, you know, when you've got your job, because you can get a job after you turn 16.
Yeah.
Carrying on.
Well, I think it's actually time for the break.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
It's time for the break. Wow, sorry. No, I was just joking. And yeah, it is time for the break.
It is time for the break.
I was just being sarcastic. You just couldn't tell. That's okay.
Anyways,
it's time for the break.
This has been Tips for Teens. I'm your host Boaz, joined with
JV. And I know I waved. I was waving my hand at you.
We'll see you guys after the break.
Bye.
This is what song are we using? We're using we're gonna be playing Kel's Garage by Swid.
Swid, like SWIDT.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's you it. Know.
Hope you guys enjoy the song. See you after the break.
Bye.
Smell the stick through the ziplock. Sativa hit my lungs like a rip shot. We got half an ounce going viral like a TikTok. Uber everywhere, I'm on my way. Yeah, whiskey got the racks in the deep. This tequila got the homies. Boom, bitty, bop, bop. I'm the last man standing and you sleeping. Yeah, we do it all again and I got them like me. Sipping my split, blowing the breeze, my jizz, bumping that ease away, printed on tees. I mean, we flip that script they wrote, we spit that flow they know. Out sound everywhere like OCS and SCO, way back in 04. They wanting to ride the wave, I tell them don't miss the boat. We letting the Inu flow, heck a horsey when I see my bros. You know I'm scullin', best believe we hold it down. 30,000 then I'm buzzing like purple lines right by the house.
Come on, pass me that G comfy, pass me that vine one time, yeah. Red, yellow, green, comfy, nice up this scene one time, yeah. And this in the morning, you hear what they say. I know, I know.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tips of Teens and everything in between. I'm your host Boaz, joined with Jovi.
Hi.
And in the last half, we're talking about things to avoid, things to look. Did we talk about things to look for?
No, we did not.
I think we were about to talk about that.
But yeah, we were about to, because we were talking about the no-nos.
Yeah, the no-nos. We're talking about the yes-yes now. All right. What should you look for in a job, Jovi?
I'm going to say...
Make sure you're getting paid. That's a good start.
That's a really good start, actually. Yeah. Make sure they have a contract, too. Yeah. Because that contract can protect your rights as a minor working. Because... Mm-hmm. You don't want to be a 15-year-old or 16-year-old who's like, I got my first job.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, you're actually bound to working for us for 3 years. And you're like, what? Hold up. So, what?
Oh, man.
So that's why I'm saying you should read the contract.
Is that actually a thing?
I mean, some people can do that. Like, contracts are crazy like that. Like, you could, as long as you sign it, you're signing whatever is written on
there. Imagine played like that, bro.
Don't.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, like, very unlikely to happen, so don't get all paranoid of looking for a job because of Jovi. But keep it in mind. Yeah. Make sure you read your contract, especially highlighting the things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To look for, though, you want to look for an environment that is safe for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got people that you know that you're friends with. Yeah. Don't be that person that's, like, working there and is super quiet and hates their job and is like, oh, I'm working another shift with Boaz. I don't even know the guy.
Yeah, bro, Boaz sucks.
Because that was me when I started at Hilton Brown, and the two people that I worked with, they left, and I got two new people, and I didn't socialize with them at all because I was scared of them. Yeah. I was just like, you guys are too cool for me. I'm just going to stick to my job. And then I became friends with them, and now we're chill. So make sure you've got that, like, community in your work, because you want to enjoy your work, you know?
For sure.
Also, what else? What else should you look for?
You should also look to...
Get a job that is, like, safe for you to be doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to be doing a job, like, as a stick that is doing heaps of labor or something, you know?
Yeah, unless you're into that, I guess.
Yeah, unless you want to, like, get fit and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's also, like, alcohol. You're not allowed to work with alcohol, really, but you shouldn't, even if you had the choice.
Yeah.
Anything else, really?
Anything to look for. Other than the good community, good pay,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that's actually a good point, good pay.
Good boss.
Making sure that, like, when you need to cover, like, when people need to have cover, that you don't have a manager that's going, hey, I know you applied for this time off, but you can't. I know I approved it, but you have to work today.
Yeah,
and you're like, what? And making sure as well that you are a decent person who covers for other people when you can, when you feel like it, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But also that, like, you're getting properly relied on and not in a way that's like, okay, can you cover this job and this job? Come out of school. You can just do the shift for us.
Are you at school right now?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, the trigger. Okay. Yeah. It's like that. So watch out for those things, but also look for those things.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, Jovi. How can I best advertise my skill sets for a job?
All right, Boaz. Can you just read that out again for me?
How can I best advertise my skill sets for a job?
Okay. So we had an episode a while back where we talked with someone, I've forgotten their name, that's my bad, about CVs.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because we haven't recorded it yet. But we had an awesome episode about CVs and cover letters, and that's a great way to show your skills.
Yeah.
Some people do, like, at work, they do, like, practice shifts or, like, demo shifts, I guess.
Yeah.
And you don't want those to be super long ones because otherwise they're just paying you to do they're not paying you to do a job that you're wanting. So usually by doing that, you can show them your skills. You can be like, yeah, I'm actually really good at this.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, wow, we need to employ you because this half an hour that you spend in our store, you up the sales by 10% or something. I think that's a bit unrealistic.
Let's
but, you
go.
Know, yeah, that's so good. But I was also going to say references, they're going to be, you know, the ones that are like, this person is true to their word. They can speak three languages and they can do a handstand, you know?
Yeah, because when you do send in that CV, the person, like the boss that's seeing it, will they will contact those references.
So you
want to make sure those references are people that can actually, like, vouch for you.
Whenever I write down
references,
I'm always like, they're never going to be contacted, are they? And then, like, I just forget about it. And then I'm like, who knows? Actually, they could. And they're just sworn into secrecy. Yeah. Like, my grandma was my referee. And then, oh, my goodness. You were... Yeah. Yeah, this lady called. And, yeah. You get what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What else?
Advertise your skill sets. I don't know. Create a YouTube channel. I don't know. Get recognized.
That is actually a great idea. No, it's not. I think a lot of people do LinkedIn.
LinkedIn
is, like, a great thing to have, like, your professional
background. Wasn't that a thing, like, in 2010?
Yeah, it's like a 2010 thing, yeah. I feel like. I don't know. I think it's still used quite a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe JV's just an old fart and doesn't know what she's talking about.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Also, digital footprint. Don't believe in none of that nasty stuff on the internet, because once it's there forever. Yeah, your grandkids will find that. They'll be like, oh my goodness, Grandpa, why are you in the gritty?
What's a gritty?
What is that? Yeah, sorry. Okay, carry on. Next question.
Anyways, we already talked about this one.
What's
the difference between part-time, full-time, and casual? I guess we could talk about the difference between casual and then part-time and full-time.
You can just quickly touch on it.
Casual is kind of like, what is it? It's kind of just no set hours, you know. They kind of just call you in whenever.
You're kind of just like there for cover, if you think about it, you know. Yeah,
you're kind of like the backup, really.
Yeah. You're the spine, the backbone for the company, because they're going to be like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Because if there's no one there, you know.
You are there.
There's going to be, yeah, exactly.
You're the hero in that situation. Part-time.
We already explained that.
Yeah, and full-time. Every day, 9 to 5, like Dolly Parton said. Love her. Yeah, bro.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, 9 to 5. You're part of the system now. Question seven.
Which working environment is better, hospitality, tourism, or retail?
Oh, it's actually such a big debate, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know that tourism is something I can talk about, because I haven't done tourism. Yeah. And hospitality I've only done for a little bit. Either way, all the experiences are going to be like hell, because you have to deal with customers. Mm. And some people are just, they're awful, man. They treat humans like subhumans, you know?
And
like,
sometimes they're like saying something completely dumb and they don't realize it. And they're like, you just have to like treat them like they know what they're saying, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Customers always right until they're wrong. Yeah. Until they're actually blatantly wrong. Sometimes you're going to have people in either situation who are telling you you're wrong when you're right. I'm going to say hospitality, because that's dealing with food and like you've got to deal with like the front of house and the back of house, right? You've got to help. Chef, can you do this?
I feel like hospitality, especially working in like a restaurant or something, is very high stress, very, very fast paced, you know?
Mm.
But I guess it's something that you kind of just get used to over time, you know?
I love how the question is, which environment is better? And I'm thinking, which one's more stressful? I was going to say hospitality.
Yeah.
Retail, I'm thinking Christmas season retail is so busy, because you got to keep up with stock and stuff like that, and sales and coupons and gift cards and returns.
Bro, Boxing Day would be crazy.
I worked Boxing Day. It was crazy. Tourism, I feel like you just, there's a bit of a language barrier for tourism, because that's like, you know, activity centres and stuff. Like,
oh, I see.
Yo, I work at Rainbow's End.
Oh, yeah.
I have to deal with people throwing up and losing their stuff and lost kids screaming. And
far out.
I think there's like a special breed of people meant for tourism.
Yeah, bro.
Because you have to deal with people that aren't from New Zealand too, people that aren't from the country that you're working in.
Yeah. Like, if you're up for that, go you, honestly. Yeah. Like,
it can be pretty exciting because there's so many different opportunities granted. Yeah. Okay, carry on.
All right, we'll keep these rolling. How can I make What to watch out for the Christmas season?
Just the stress of it all, and that you need to be mentally prepared for that stuff, because you're going to be in high demand of your services,
whether
out back or out front, you know?
Yeah.
Lunch, like your breaks, ain't going to be breaks. They're going to be like 5 minutes and then, quick, can you help out with it? Yeah. Yeah, that was my quick answer for you, because we knew.
All right. Okay. How can I make lots of money fast?
Okay, you need to have a license for this. You need to have a license for this, but like cookie time and like doing the wrapping and Christmas and stuff, because we're thinking summer jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
So wrapping gifts at malls and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then there's the cookie time, standing on the side of the streets.
Yeah, bro.
And the other charity
things.
Just
all the stuff you don't really think about, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. You just see them and then you ignore them.
Yeah.
But quick money. Yeah. Quick money fast.
Quick money. Cannot deny. How can I tell
if your workplace is a positive one?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, that's a great question. I just read your mind there. I knew exactly.
How did you do that? That's crazy. Just
the Holy Spirit. So anyways, I was going to say that if you're enjoying it and you aren't thinking, oh my gosh, I hate it here. And if you've got friendships. Yeah. Those are my like top three. If you hate working there and you don't have any friends and you're just there for the money, maybe get a different job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last question. What if I want to keep that job after the summer?
Unlikely. I feel like it's very unlikely because most of the time, unless you're part-time, yeah. you can stay. If you're casual, it's very unlikely that you'll keep that job because they only need you for the Christmas season, for when it's super busy and when for when people are away, you know, on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Yeah. You can try. You can apply, ask your manager, see how it goes.
There's no harm in asking, you know?
No, there's not, because I still have my casual job from Christmas, which I didn't think I would keep. And here we are. I'm still working there.
Who would have known?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. This has been Boaz and Jovi.
Thank you.
Tips for Teens. See you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Later.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.